Major Keene, in his room on the Thames embankment, turns another page of The Dossier on Demetrius.
Yes, I can laugh. Sitting up here on the embankment at 2 o'clock in the morning, going back and back over the dossier, why shouldn't I laugh? Everything had gone according to plan. Not only my plans, but Peter Ridgway's and Cutts. They'd shown me that Hady and Demetrius were hand in hand, and always had been. I'd set a trap for Demetrius, and he was walking into it with his eyes wide open. I had Cutts and Ridgway and Digby Mitchell, and perhaps the most dangerous man of them all, the little cubby Frenchman, Paul Bonnet, to make sure the trap held, as Demetrius and three other men stepped out of the ambulance and came quietly and full of confidence to the window of what had been Rudolf Buchmann's study at the sanatorium. They were certain the place was empty. They were coming to get their Gestapo loot. And as they came, we already had Hady Bergner. Not 10 minutes before, she too had come through that French window, and Ridgway had knocked her unconscious in the dark. So the stage was set. There wasn't a sound. The Luger I held in my hand grew colder and colder and colder.
All right. You first, Shotty. No lights to wear inside.
Yeah.
The window still open as you left it?
Yeah.
Good. Therefore, Gonski after me. All right. I'll shut the window, but leave it ajar slightly. All right. I think it's safe to show a light. Yachty, your torch first, but keep the light well down. We can't be seen from the road, but there's no sense in using more light than we need. Right, now just shine it about a little, Yachty. What's that?
Clock.
Oh. Yes, it's fast. All right. Everything seems to be in order. Let's have some light on the paneling. No, hold it. Switch out. Yachty, the window. Cover the window. We're not alone. I can feel it.
Lights! You're quite right. You're not alone. I suggest you stand absolutely still. Don't even twitch an eyebrow, any of you. There are two men behind you, as well as we three in front, and we're all quite willing to let fly. Well, Demetrius, let's have a good look at you. So we meet again,
eh? Yachty.
All right, Cutts. Look here, old chap. There are four of you quite obviously caught at the very devil of a loss. We five are not only here, but we've been waiting for hours. Commit suicide if you really want to, of course. You recognize these other two beauties, Cutts? Apart from Yachty, I mean.
Franz Werfel and a bloke called Gonski, sir.
Not a bad bag, eh? Demetrius himself, Yachty Blum, and two of our Soho Poles. You don't mind if I rather enjoy this moment, do you, Demetrius? Or whatever your name is.
We had the chance to kill you so often before, Keen.
What a pity you didn't make the most of it. Ridgway, get round behind them and do your stuff, will you?
Pleasure.
In a moment, we'll get around to putting you out of action and calling the yard. Oh, yes, Cutts, take up the collection.
Right you are, Major. You first, Gonski. Colt, 45, and... You shouldn't carry these things about, Mr. Gonski. It's not official.
What is it, Cutts?
Duster, sir. Werfel? Ah, another Colt, eh? Now you, Mr. Blum. How many of them paratroop knives do you cart about, eh? Well, please yourself, Yachty. Now stand still. All right. That's one. Feel his sleeves, Mr. Ridgway. They can tuck them up, their sleeves. Well, well, well. Only three, Yachty.
And you, Demetrius. Perhaps you'd like... Don't move. Oh, no, no, really. Do let Ridgway or Cutts take it.
My dear Keene, by all means. It's only a Luger. I was reaching for cigarettes.
Stupid of me. Have one of mine. At the lot, Cutts?
All cleaned out, sir.
Right.
Now, all four of you line up against the opposite wall. And if you don't mind, with your hands together on the top of your heads. We'll have a few minutes to wait before the police get here, so let's have an understanding. Nothing would give Paul Bonney there, or Peter Ridgway, more pleasure than an excuse to do you chaps in. Not to mention Cuts and myself. So what do you say, Prudence?
You know, Keane, you're really a very charming chap.
Over against the wall, all of you.
Do you mind if I ask something first? Is there anyone else in this room?
Else? Apart from you four and us five?
Yes, a woman.
And where do you suggest we might find a woman?
Sitting in that high back chair, turned away from us, concealed by its back.
Don't tell me you recognize her perfume.
I'm only aware of someone's perfume. I give you credit for not wearing it yourself, Keane.
Cuts. Take him slowly over to the chair.
Sure you want to do this, Major?
Do as I say, Cuts, damn you.
All right. Demetrius, you heard. Keep your hands on your head and walk over slowly. That's right.
Well, do you know her?
She's unconscious.
I said, do you know her?
I've never seen her before in my life. Perhaps Yachty might be able to. Would you mind?
No. Get back against the wall. All right, Bloom. Your turn.
What are you trying to do, sir? Why don't you get the yard blokes here, or let's set on ourselves?
Let Yachty look at her.
I only hope you know what you're doing, Major. All right, Yachty. Over you come. And one wrong move out of you.
Well, Yachty, and what about you? Yes, turn her head if you want to.
There's your chance, Yachty.
Take it in its throat.
Don't any of you move.
It's too late. Yachty has already moved. Well, Keane.
So Yachty had another knife, eh?
Yachty had another knife hung from the back of his neck. What about it, Keane? Of course we know her. She's Hedy Bergner, the girl who used to sing at the Red Feathers Club. We've seen you with her so often.
Do I let him have it, Major?
No.
What happens to this girl you love, Keane? If this were chess, I'd be checkmate. You and your fellows can shoot us all dead, but there stands Yachty with a knife at your girl's throat. Could Cuts shoot Yachty before he, Well, see for yourself. A little more, Yachty, so you'll fall forward if Keane doesn't love her anymore and gives the order.
But she's yours. You couldn't do that, man. The girl's yours.
I'm challenging you, Keane. You've played a good game. My pawns, my rooks, and my bishop all gone. To win, I must sacrifice my queen. Let us say, rather, it's up to you to sacrifice my queen for me, if you want to win.
Just say the word, Major. You can't let him get away with this.
What's it to be, Keane? Do we go? Or does Yachty press a little harder on that knife as you shoot us? Make up your mind, Keane. What's it to be? Make up your mind.
My name's Margaret Ridgway, Colonel Fentress. We met once before. You might remember me.
Yes, of course. How do you do? Sit down. Now, what's your trouble?
It's about my brother, Peter.
Ah, yes. The fellow who kept us on that merry-go-round some weeks back.
He's disappeared again.
Well, now, has he really?
Oh, it's no joke. Gregory Keane called for him 24 hours ago, and I haven't heard a word from him since.
That's so terrible.
But before that, he spent hours taking a pistol to bits and putting it together again. And they were both armed when they left my flat. And I found out that they collected Digby Mitchell and Paul Bonney immediately after. And they haven't been seen since either.
You've no idea where your brother was going at all?
Absolutely none. When he was working on the pistol, I sort of threw out inquiring hints. But he snapped my head off, and I thought I'd better mind my own business.
Keane, Ridgway, Bonney and Mitchell. That's odd, you know, in the light of a report we just had in. Two reports, rather. Hedy Bergner left Keane's flat this evening, went to great pains to get rid of the yard chap whose job it is to follow her, and disappeared. And this morning, Keane gave urgent instructions to a PMG man that his phone was to be disconnected at once. Matter of the greatest urgency. Miss Ridgway, there would seem to be something going on.
But where in the world are they?
Well, it shouldn't be too hard to find out. Adams, send Cuts up here, will you, at the double? What's that? When? I see. Well, what's he thinking about? I distinctly told the fellow... just a minute. Repeat that, will you? Right. If you haven't heard from Cutts by 11 o'clock tonight, we're to head for the Brookman Sanatorium in force, right? I'm glad you called in, Miss Ridgway. There's something extremely fishy in the wind.
Gibbs, two cars at the front at once. Alert the yard, four men armed, ready to move in 5 minutes.
Well, make up your mind, Keane. We can't wait forever. It's Hady or us. What's it to be, Keane? Quickly, Hady or us. Do you want to see it in front of your eyes? Do you? I'll give you 10 seconds, Keane. And then Yachty presses forward with the knife. 10 seconds,
Keane. I had to decide. The decision was mine. But I knew they were capable of cutting that girl's throat there in front of our eyes. But she was a murderess herself, even if I had loved her. I couldn't let Eumetrius escape to save Hades' life, but I couldn't watch her be killed either. So while those 10 seconds ticked away, with an eternity between them, I marched through my valley of decisions.